everybody. Well, today is Friday. And the date on Friday is the 14th. So we're December 14th, 2012. Time is moving by. And just think, in about 3 weeks, we're not going to be in 2012 any longer. So let's see what we can do tonight. Today is our paranormal night. So if anybody's had a paranormal experience that you would like to share, we're asking people to call in to share an experience that they have had. And we'll see how that turns out. So let's see if our co-host is on out there. Are you there, Carrie?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Ron. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. So we're on station two tonight. If anybody would like to call in this evening with any experiences, I'm just getting the right screen up here. So we're on station two. You can find the phone numbers below the play button there. For anybody in the U.S. or Canada, the toll-free number is 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471. And if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, you can try the country code and then area code 530-513-6472, 530-513-6472. And we'd love to have callers who have had a strange experience. It can be something that happened this week or something that happened when you were a child, or anywhere in between. And Ron will give us his input on what that might be about and what clearings might help with that. So a couple of quick announcements before we go any further. Tomorrow, this coming weekend, the December intensive starts up. And so tomorrow, Saturday, between 1 and 5 p.m. Pacific time is the 4-hour Saturday call that launches the intensives every month. And then Sunday, the following three Sundays, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific are the long 8-hour calls that we all have been, many of us, been enjoying for months and months and months, if not years, where Ron removes the invisible parasitic life forms and various many other types of healings that go on the light ship, lots of water charging, detox water, skin misting water, et cetera, et cetera. And I think we had a beep, so we'll go to the caller next and then maybe a little bit more about the intensive. So is there somebody on the line?
Yes, this is Israel.
Hi, Israel.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, hi. I have a paranormal kind of story and a question for Ron, if he doesn't mind.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I'd love to have stories. That's great. Let's see what it is.
Okay. Well, it didn't really happen to me, but it happened to an uncle of mine that, a while ago, and it was kind of a while back, so I don't really remember all the details, but I'll try to make it as short as possible. I had an uncle in Mexico, and he was kind of a drunk, kind of, and one night he was I guess out in front of his house, like in the dark, you know, at night and stuff, and I guess he was, I don't know, getting, you know, just out there, I guess, you know, getting drunk or whatever, and then suddenly he saw a lady, you know, a good looking lady, and then she told him to follow him, and then she led him into the woods and stuff, and then he was following her, you know, behind her and stuff and everything, and he was following her, and then she led him into the woods, into the forest, you know, in the dark at night, I guess, and stuff, he kept following her, and then eventually he was like, okay, where are we going, and who are you, and stuff, you know, and she was, a good-looking lady, she was wearing a red dress and stuff, and she wasn't really answering him, but she just told him to follow him, and he just kept following her until, like, they got to a point where, like, he said that her shape or her form, like out of nowhere, like, you know, like horns started just like the way he described it was like some horns came out of her head, kind of, were starting to come out of her head, and then he was like, when he saw that, he got scared and was like, I don't know, you know, surprised and scared to death, I guess, and stuff. And so he got scared and I guess started running away, but he said that he saw some horns on the top of her head that started coming out, and then like her shape kind of started changing and stuff into like the shape of a man, and then he couldn't really see her face, but I guess he kind of described him or it as kind of like a demon, I guess, you know. Over there, you know, they believe a lot in, you know, they think everything is paranormal or whatever. They think it's, you know, demons or angels or, you know, that kind of thing. And then he ran away from that. And then he was found naked next day in the morning, like all scratched up in the forest by some family members, I think. And then that's it. He was naked and like his body was like all scratched up, kind of like he had been, I guess, running in the forest or something, and he got scratched by the branches and stuff like that. I'm sure there's more to that story, but my family members kind of told me about that, and then some people around in that town also know about that, and I don't know if one has any you know, insight on that, but it kind of, back then, I didn't really know about the light shifts, but now that I do, I think I guess it could have been like a shapeshifter or something. I don't know. What do you think, Ron?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head there. That's what it felt like. Something was enticing him, a shapeshifter, and then I'm kind of curious. I don't think he started off with no clothes on, so I wonder where his clothes went. Maybe he got taken up on a ship.
Abducted.
And yeah, got abducted, and then he came out with no clothes on, which would be even, you know, that would be kind of horrifying. Yeah, it feels like, you know, he was set up. It's interesting. You see, we talk about shapeshifters as something that comes into your body that could be there, or it just could be the shapeshifter creating a clone type of body, a humanoid, and then all of a sudden it turns into its real form. So they can do that also. So normally when we talk about shapeshifters, I normally put that under the heading of a human body having something else inside of it, and then that other thing shifts the body over, and it could just be on a timeline. They could shift it over on another timeline even, probably, and then you start seeing the real energy. We do see a lot of things on YouTube where you can watch people's eyes changing and stuff, and their skin changing texture and getting scales, etc., just by watching some videos. They can also, it could be an alien race, and they could have chose to cloak themselves in a human body that looks physical, or a body that looks physical, I should say. And being a male, it would probably be, you know, a nice-looking woman, so he would follow her. I'm sure if he was a woman, it would have been a man. And then he probably got beamed up, knocked out of consciousness, and experimented with him somehow. And then he, why they didn't dress him, it's kind of hard to say. That's pretty bizarre, but I have heard of situations like that, too. And then they beamed him back down here, and that could probably drive him to drinking. Is he still an alcoholic, or did he give it up?
He's no longer here. He's you know, he passed away.
Okay.
You know, some time ago. But I guess people didn't really believe him because, you know, being, I guess, a bit of a drunk or whatever, you know, people don't really, I guess, believe you or believe
yeah.
that kind of thing. And people didn't really believe him like that. And then I guess my family members didn't either. But they did, from what I've heard and stuff, they did find him, like, scratched up and stuff. I mean, I'm sure there's more to the story, I think, but yeah, that's what I can remember.
Boy, well, that's, I'm trying to see if I can help him some way. How long ago do you think that was?
You could still help him even if he's, you know, dead or passed away?
Yeah, what I can do is, I'll go back and try to locate him on that ship, whatever happened, and, they may have still part of his spirit, so I'll just do that here and look, How far back do you think it's been? How many years?
That was probably back in the 1980s, 1970s,
okay.
80s-ish, something like that.
Okay, so probably 30 years ago then, typically. Okay, I'll look at that this evening, and I'll see if I can see what if I can get parts of him back by going into that timeline. We'll help him out for
okay.
you. Okay,
right. And
yeah, that's pretty weird. I know we had somebody, I think, maybe call in on the show where a car materialized and a lady got into a car accident. You know, all of a sudden the car popped in. So that's another paranormal thing. But, yeah, the abductions are real, and this is probably what happened to him. Just got enticed, and that was it. Man, and that could happen to anybody. So... don't know what you don't know, you know?
Yeah, and then he really didn't want to, like, ever since, they say, that, you know, that happened to him, he didn't really want to come out as much anymore or, like, drink anymore like that or, you know, like, he kind of, I guess, got, like, traumatized or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then I guess my other question is, how many death barcodes do I have?
You have four total.
Have four total?
Yep, that's what I see. It's four.
Okay, yeah, because I remember one time, I guess, when I was when one of them was about to, I guess, happen. You know, I'll make it short, I guess. Yeah, back in Mexico again. You know, me and some friends were driving home, and then. On the two-way lane, and then I guess my friend was driving too fast, and he hit a curve too fast, and another car was coming, you know, and he kind of lost control, and we kind of, like, flipped over and, like, you know, slid on the, you know, slid on the, you know, with the side of the truck and everything. We were grinding on the side of it,
Uh-oh, we have an echo. Well, that's what we call mind looping, everybody.
I was just going to say that. Voice looping, radio show looping.
Voice looping, yeah.
Funny.
Okay.
So did you have to be dropped off there, Israel? I think probably CBS had to disconnect your line, so... if you did have another question, you can type that in. Maybe you were asking if that event was one of your barcodes going off. That's what I suspect.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it was, yeah. Uh-huh. It feels like you had one at 26, age of 26. That's about all I can pick up right now. So thank you for calling. And we'll see what other... we have another caller online, so let's see what he has for a... paranormal experience, or she. So, call her, please.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. So, what do you have for a paranormal experience that we can talk about?
All right. Suppose one of the listeners that have pets, okay, and they want to go to work. If they leave an audio archive running and it repeats five times over, or it doesn't matter how many times it repeats, but they leave the audio archive running for the pet because the pet, you assume, can hear it, will the healing work for the pet while you're not home?
Yes, it will.
Okay, how about fishes? Can fishes tune into the energy or no, if it's an audio?
Well, the energy comes up across through a vibration. So it'll go through everything in your house, so even water.
Okay.
So do you have a paranormal experience, of course? Anything that's going on in the city that you live in that you've seen or heard or any kind of weird clouds up in the skies or...
Well, I live in I don't pay too much attention. I live in Texas. I don't know if anybody's. Oh, I sent you an email regarding a baby having a feather come through its neck, come through out of his neck. Did you see the picture of it?
Not yet. No, I haven't seen that one. Wow.
Yeah,
I saw that one.
Yeah.
That was a weird photo. Gosh, that was really weird looking.
I have a question. Was Mars created by the light ship, or is Mars like a dark side planet, a satellite of some kind?
I don't know. I just don't know. Remember, what you see on, you have to realize that it's all a hologram up there, so or out there. And so it's hard to say if the Mars that people talk about is the same Mars that people are going to and visiting and taking pictures of, you know? You might see one thing up in the sky thinking that's Mars, and that's where the information is coming from, film footage, et cetera. And it may not even be that location at all, maybe somewhere else. So I just don't know how to answer that, you know? I'm sure that a scientist, you know, when they're trying to figure out how to get a spaceship or a shuttle or whatever to go up there, may look at that destination point and try to figure out, you know, just make it real simple, how many miles it would be, et cetera. But, are they really going to that location? And are they going on like an actual wormhole, where it could only take them maybe an hour or two to go there, you know? We don't know what technologies is around for the highly advanced people on the planet here. You know, we look at it as linear, like, you know, driving a car or using a jet airplane to go someplace. And, they may be able to go there instantly. It's like in the movie Stargate, and doing time jumps and things. So you have to look at that as are they really going to that same location? So anyway, that's kind of interesting. So I can't necessarily say that what we're talking about here is a light-side planet created by light, because it may not even be in the creation of light. It may just be something that people talk about, like a buzzword, you know? That's kind of where I stand on that. Remember, what you see out there could be a fabrication. Well, thank you for calling. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I just want to mention we're getting a few questions.
Yeah,
that Mary...
caller is waiting online.
Okay. Thank you. About the stuff in the news today, and Ron doesn't really want to go there on the show tonight. So if you do get plugged into that, you can do the media clearing that Ron has on the website, creationlightship.com. There's a media clearing if you ended up watching the TV or whatever, a lot about it today. You can do timeline crashes because you will have gotten yourself onto those timelines with all the people involved. And then also if you have the trauma or emotional clearings, you can run those on yourself. So I just wanted to address that because several of you are typing in about it. So apparently we have a couple of callers. So let's go to the first caller. Somebody on the line?
This is Sharina here. I don't know if
hi,
was
Sharina.
The first or the second caller.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Ron. So since you're so much into paranormal today, I remembered a very weird story of something that happened here in Hawaii about 25 years ago. A friend of mine was very into the extraterrestrials, and he used to go to a certain place on a mountain where he felt that they were, and he would kind of communicate with them and everything. And then one day he went there. It just went off on his own, and he went up there, and he never came back. And his wife, you know, kind of knew where he was, so they went off and looked for him. And there was a certain flat area on this mountain, and he had written in the sand, something like, I'm here, E.T., or E.T., get me, or something like that. And so it was a big mystery, and the, you know, search parties were out looking for him, and there are like valleys there with streams and all that kind of thing. And about 2 weeks later, his skeleton was found, totally stripped, no clothes, no flesh, nothing, just his skeleton. And they were able to identify it from his teeth. So that was pretty unfortunate for that fellow.
Wow. Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, I was looking at it. Wow, that's something. Very interesting. Man. Wow. Yeah, I do see the person gone. I do see a skeleton came back. Is that correct?
What was that?
The skeleton come back?
The skeleton, yeah, they found the skeleton after 2 weeks, sort of in the general area where he had written that in the ground.
Man, that's really something. Yeah. Oh, I remember there's a guy who is pretty high profile, and he used to come to Mount Shasta, and he would lead people up to the mountains to find UFOs and things with flashlights or whatever, you know. And then if nothing happened, then he would say that somebody was in fear, they didn't come. Really strange. It's really...
Yeah, so anyway,
that's really something.
Yeah, so that really scared me.
Interviews with that. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, that's
it. Yeah. Okay. I just saw a movie off Netflix, a DVD, called The Hunger Game. And I think it's in 2012 when they made it, which is this year. At least that's what it said on the little envelope that you have. And they do show this high-tech type of computer. We've seen them before in movies, too, where somebody can take their finger on a glass screen or something and move things around on it. And basically, these people selected people from each district, two people, and then they had them fight against each other, and then the winner would actually win, and, you know, the people had to hunt each other, basically. But what it was about was these people were controlling the scene. They had all kinds of cameras watching the people. Then they would change the physical scene, make it night into day, different things like this here. And it's kind of like you wonder what's going on out there with us. You know, why is reality changing? Oh, and here they actually show people changing people's reality. And they had a large room with this big computer, maybe 50 people, you know, giving input to operate it. And they would just move their hand and things would kind of materialize and they would drop it into the scene. And then all of a sudden things would show up there for the people. So anyway, it's a good movie to wonder who's behind all of our stuff here, what's happening to us. So that's kind of a heads up for you. It's called The Hunger Game. And I think the picture might be the lady with the young teenager with a bow and arrow. So anyway, back to you, Carrie. A very interesting movie to give you a heads up of what's happening with timelines being dropped in around you and stuff, so you can kind of relate it to timelines as you watch this movie. So back to you, Carrie. Do we have another caller on?
Oh, I think we did, yes. I think we had a second caller, yes. Is somebody still holding on the line? Hi, is there a caller? Maybe they gave up. Well, if you'd like to call back, please do. I'll just give the numbers out again.
Hello,
okay.
I'm here. They can't hear me for some reason.
Oh, I hear you, Ed. I hear you. Can you hear us?
Okay, hi.
Hi. Go ahead. Sorry.
Is Mr. Ed?
Yes, this is.
A.K.A. Oh. Mr. O.
Not the horse, but Mr. Ed. Okay. Okay, Ed.
Okay. Hi. There's a writer. We've got a feedback there. There's a writer, Abinica Stanford, who talks about a lot of the stuff you talk about. For example, this world is an illusion created by beings. We're trapped here. We're all being cloned out. The identities are being swapped, etc. And she came out with this this writing she just did, apparently. And she's talking about how there's a group, apparently they're called the Red Dragon. And this Red Dragon is an alien group that has been attacking Earthlings and stealing them, basically, and then replacing them with their, whatever they are, clones, robots, whatever. And they did a test in Australia, and apparently it was very successful. And she said that there was an assault on New York City that was scheduled for December 12th, which is just a few days ago now. She said the time could be moved around, forward or back, like it was in Australia. But here's what she wrote about it. It's five lines. I'll read it quickly. The assault will change the face of the city. Since New York City plays such a significant role in American and international financial affairs, the Red Dragon has long chosen the city as the catalyst for its premiere. After the alien consciousness replacement in New York City, it will become a nest for them. The media, politicians, the banking sector, and so on will all be infested with alien consciousnesses. Time will tell how profound this infestation will be. Those who escape the initial wave will find it harder to cope, especially mentally. Experts will come up with all sorts of explanations for the inability of many people to cope. The hurricane, economics, Obama, everybody's going to be blamed. But it's actually this covert assault where they decided that they could just, like within an hour, replace I don't know how many people, scads of people, I guess. So do you think this is a real thing? Did it happen, or is there anything we can do about it?
I've been working a lot on aliens right now in the evenings. So very possibly that could have been something that maybe we've taken out. The only military that's strong enough to fight these is the Chinese military. You know this or not, I don't know. The Chinese came on board, I'll just say maybe within a month, 3 weeks ago approximately. Could be a little bit longer, but I'll just say within a month here. What happened was battling some type of creature, and this creature happened to be working with the Chinese as far as abductions and things like this here. And I think it was in the Middle East where I was working, underground, getting rid of these creatures. And when I got rid of it, all of a sudden the Chinese appeared and was very grateful. And the Chinese have, the Chinese military have technologies that are far surpassed what the U.S. and Britain, we'll say, and the Russians have. I really don't know how far past they are, but I would say probably a good 100 years or so, maybe even, you know, further. So what they can do is
time jump stealth. We see that with some of our super soldiers here. If you look at some of the videos on some of the more recent ones, you have time to do that, and they can actually be walking and they look invisible. And they may just be that. But basically, the whole group of them can do this here. So when we took out this one particular creature that was controlling them, and they didn't like the mind control whatsoever, then they came on board. And they don't really want to do an alliance with anybody else because I think all of their military forces are probably equal to what is on the planet as far as current militaries now. So, you know, and they're very, very high tech. They do help out if they need to, you know, come for assistance, but they can do things that the other militaries just cannot do. And so I was working with getting rid of some of the aliens, and they came on board to help out, too. So very possibly some of those were taken out during that date. I did a lot of work on the last week getting rid of these, you know, critters. Now, some of these are very, very bad. There's a lot of ones with kind of are like a blue-type energy. Oh, anyway, I won't go too far into that, but it's
where are they coming from?
Are based underneath the pyramids. I can tell you that much, but I don't have much of a recall on what's going on because I've been working so much continuously that I start losing the consciousness of what day it was because there's so much going on. All I know is that when these things are gone, they're gone, and it's hard to bring them back. To even talk about what happened to these races because there's so much happening right now, and all this is you know, going toward, you know, the date of you know, the 21st. So I will say the last month has been very, very a lot of work has been done with some of the militaries and normally without them also because of technologies involved. Anyway. That's kind of what it is, but the race that we got rid of actually was doing mind control on the Chinese. When I got rid of the culprit that I think was underground in the Middle East someplace, if I'm not mistaken, then it came on board. I can tell you how quick they are. The one that showed up in my room energetically, I had two people. One of them was one of their higher officers, whatever that would be, and then the other one was just a soldier. So these critters that we got rid of actually held the Chinese captive, and this the Chinese soldier showed me an apple in his hand, and he wanted to show me how stealth they are, and he just moved his hand like from left to right, but you couldn't even see his hand move, and he sliced the apple in about 10 cuts. Instantly, and you couldn't even see them move, and that's their technology that they have. So they're pretty far advanced, and they don't necessarily battle too much. They look and watch. If they can come in, they will. But you know, they're not going to be typically on the front lines unless they're really needed, and they're very precise in what they do. So I guess the regular troops will go out and hunt and look and fight. And these guys stand behind and watch. They don't want to have any casualties. And if they know they can take something out, they will. You know, that's about all I can say. So very possibly, Ed, what you're talking about, we could have got rid of. I can't swear to it or not, but I did a lot of work so far on people being taken off planet here and mind control patterns. And the aliens are coming in just like... you know, ants to a you know, piece of sugar. They're all over the place right now. Oh, thank you.
So these are all coming from. These aren't people that these aliens aren't ones that have been here and that are acting up. They're just flooding in.
Yeah, they're not ones that we normally would have seen. Some of these creatures, you know, just look like a blob of energy with legs on it. And somehow they use the mind energy and to control the ships. Because I was kind of curious, how can something that looks like, you know, a cow pie, we'll say, with a bunch of legs on it, how can it actually work the controls of a UFO? And they're programmed through mind energy. They do think, but they may not have hands and fingers like we have to push dials and things and whatever. So that's kind of what's happening. But there's so many of these things out there now that they kind of just run together. So,
is this all because of the controllers of our world were taken out, and then everybody and his brother are flooding in trying to get their position?
And because of the 2012 date there, everything now is escalating. And, it's a feeding frenzy. So
is it some sort of an energy alignment that makes it easier for them to come in now?
I would say that could also be true because of different alignments that are going on. So I would say that could be, you know, another possibility. I don't kind of look at it that way. I just see him coming because of the date. I'm just keeping it very simple. But yeah, I'm sure that the alignment would be causing that. If anybody out there is feeling more alien energies, or maybe under attack a lot more, or feeling itches or something and not knowing what it is, it's because of what's happening. And they're trying to make people into clones as they come in here and abduct people. So that's kind of what I'm seeing. But there's a lot of them coming, and it'll probably be getting worse until we hit that date. So I'm back basically all the time working on this stuff now. So I feel
like... Can I ask about, I remember there was a while back here, you said that you'd taken everybody in our group off the front lines. Can you now tell us what that was about, and are we still off?
Probably 90% of the people are offline right now because of the high casualties which they would be having. It's hard to do the battles myself than also fix people, so I'd rather have them not be involved. It's have a light ship do a lot of this work. Well, that's basically what it is right now. But there are some that are out there, but I'd say 90% are offline. And you can know yourself if you're offline or not. So that's it. I think we have Larry online also. He's been waiting for a while. So, Ed, it's very interesting.
There was one part?
Yes.
Orion, there was one part of what you said that you broke up.
Orion is one of the planets that is causing all kinds of problems. Orion, okay?
Okay. And you said that there were some people that stood behind and watched. Could you repeat that part? I missed that.
Stood behind and watched. Did you recall what I said, Carrie?
You mean the soldiers?
Yeah. The Chinese will not go into a battle unless they can win, okay? So the Chinese are very stealth. I think they can pop in like through a wormhole in a sense. I won't say a wormhole was the right word to use, but they can just pop in, do what they need to do, and then leave. And they only engage if they can win. And so they always watch to see what's happening in the other battles. And if I need some assistance, I normally will call upon the Chinese right now because the other forces don't have the technology. Somehow the Chinese got involved with an alien race that is, very, very, very high tech. They are very nice. It's a whole different mindset. That's about all that I can say about them. I don't know how to describe it. They may not feel like they have a lot of emotions. It's just like... I'm not saying that they're robotic at all. I'm just saying that what they do is very highly skilled, highly maybe probably classified, and also very stealth. So that's kind of what I'm seeing with them. So they only come in when they know they can not have casualties. Very good at what they do. I could honestly tell you that if some of the battles that I was involved with, if the Chinese were not there to help out at times, I would say that the forces that we know of, the other countries, would be annihilated. The Chinese are really saving the planet from alien destruction. So that I can basically say. And I'm really glad that they came on board finally, not knowing why, because they were controlled by this alien group that would have terminated them, and we got rid of that alien group. So it's very nice. But I can tell you what I've been through in the last probably 3 weeks, if not longer. Like I said, if the Chinese were not fighting alongside of the light ship, taking out some of these things, our forces could not do it. So, you know, they really came on board quickly and are helping out. So, and this is a big thing. It might not sound big to a lot of you out there, but this particular date that we're having, with the alignments of the planets and everything else and the solar system, whatever is going on there, bottom line is it's like a mass alien invasion here to steal people. So that's about all I can say. Oh, thank you, Ed.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, so I think we have Larry on. He's been waiting for a while, I think. So, Larry, are you out there? And what kind of alien question do you have, or you know, paranormal event or something?
Okay, I have a paranormal illness I'd like to discuss, and it's called sociopath, and people have never been able to understand what it is. And recently, we could break it down into schizophrenia and bipolar. And then from there, they broke it down into what's called NMDA, Nancy, Michael, David, Albert. NMDA is where the immune system attacks the learning center of the brain due to toxicity. So the mind can't settle down. It keeps on doing these weird, crazy things against one another because of this illness. So that's all I have.
Well, I'll try to think of what clarion might help you, Larry. It almost feels like the mind gets into like a mind loop chasing its tail, in a sense. Can't get out of it until you spiral out or something. And then something else takes over. Another thought comes in to take you out of that. I won't say something else takes over. That's the wrong words. That's like an entity. No, I'll just say something else connects. And you get taken out of that particular program, and you might feel normal for a while, then all of a sudden it comes in again, and you have no way of controlling your actions. That's what I'm picking up.
Uh-huh.
I'll try to think what clearing might work for you. If anybody knows of a clearing on the website, I know the mind looping might help, but I think that it might go deeper than that. So... thank you for calling, Larry.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
All righty. So we have had a couple of questions pertaining to the alien attack page. Somebody was asking a while back if shapeshifters can be cleared on that page. So I just wanted to let you know that I don't know if that was bought or... can't remember who that was. I'm sorry, I got it written somewhere here. But it is on the alien attack page, and it's option number 5, alien shapeshifter removal. So you can work away at that. Oh, and I know what the question from Bart was, Ron. Bart was saying that he's been feeling a lot of invisible bites on his body and his feet at night. And so he's wondering if the alien attack page would work for these problems. And I guess what part to use there. So bites, invisible bites on his body and feet at night.
Yeah, that would work. I don't know. Bite and sting one that we have on the website, too, could possibly work. I don't know if we have alien in there, but if you went into that clearing and you put your name in and wanted to deal with aliens that are invisible biting you, that clearing should work. I don't think I put anything on that for bites and stings. So that was just thinking of things that live here, like ants and wasps and things, when I put it up. That may work, but I would go onto the alien attack page. In fact, there's a bundle that you want to get on that has that alien attack page already on it with other clearings.
That's the Mind Matrix bundle that has the alien attack page.
I normally forget about that bundle.
I always mention that. That's what we're here for, Ron.
So, that's what I would get on. I'd probably buy the bundle, I think. But if not,
that has the Mind Matrix barcode, the alien attack page, the orb clearing, and what's the other one? The cellular memory one, I think, is the other one, and the fourth one in that one. Don't have that in front of me. But, but the alien attack page has the alien race attack removal is option one, so that probably is the part that you want to use. I'm just looking down. There are 10 different options on here. I'm just thinking of your situation, Bart, if there's alien parasitic life form removal too, that's option number four. I think probably those two options within there are the ones that would help with your problem at night of feeling like you're being bitten in your feet and your body. Does that sound right to you, Ron? Alien race attack removal and alien parasitic life form removal. That's probably the two parts, I would think.
Yeah, then also try the satellite one and the receptors on top of your head, you know. Do those two. That's a free clearing. And then, like I said, if that doesn't help, I mentioned before on other shows, people do get that aluminum foil and make a little tent or something or a little thing above their bed or something. That can possibly help. I guarantee that, but people have had comments that it's helped them. You have to remember that not everything is 100% removable. No? Just because we have a clearing for it doesn't mean it's going to get rid of everything. But it does help out a lot. So that's kind of what I need to tell you. You might try that alien attack page for 1 week. I think it's $10, and just see how it works for you. And if it does help, then do that. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and option number six on this clearing, the alien attack page, is alien mind hypnosis. I'm wondering, for Larry's question, if that might be helpful, alien mind hypnosis.
Oh, yeah, that might be a good one, yeah.
This is a really, really comprehensive clearing, the alien attack page. I know many of you use it a lot because it does do shapeshifters. You can remove attacks, web attack removal. There's a cording section, alien planet cording. I guess, Ron, would that be if we're corded to the planet that the alien that's attacking us is from, like the whatever planet the Black Widows might be? If we're clearing Black Widows, would it go to the Black Widow planet and get the cords off, or is that a more general one? Do you remember?
I think it probably could do that. I think we put the cording on there in case you're abducted into a planet and they're cording you, you know, through timelines there, too. So it could go many different directions. I don't normally talk about that whole clearing page that much, you know, what's on that. It was put up so long ago, but a lot of people probably even know more about it than I do. Mm-hmm. I know it took a while to do that one, and I kept getting more things to put onto the page, and it turned into a bunch of options. So it is very complex, what I can say, it's very, very thorough. In fact, if anybody out there who has done this a lot, if you think I missed something, send me an email, and we'll put another option up. But I think for a lot of people, it could be overwhelming, especially for a newbie who just, you know, are getting the pinpricks on their feet, and they go in there and they go, oh, my God, this all could happen to me, and got all these alien races, and, you know, but you have to remember, you know, this is where we are on this planet, and we're on a prison planet here, and these things are all trying to get us. And one way to help yourself, and it's like our time is getting close to an end here, one way to help yourself is to find out what's going on with you and maybe get off of that timeline. Remember, the timeline crashing is also very, very useful. So you may want to do that. And we do have clearings for parallel lives on parallel Earths and also outside of the Earth plane. So that clearing, we don't... Well, you may want to check that out. We got another caller, I believe. So back to you, Carrie. We'll get the caller to come on.
Okay. Are you there, caller?
Yes,
ahead.
Hi. This is Nikki.
Oh, hi, Nikki.
And hi. I'm calling because I was on the on our ferry boat the other day, and we're sitting all in rows, and the lady in front of me takes off her sweater, and she has all these little worms, these alien worms, like coming up and just wiggling all through her shoulders. I don't know whether you want to call this paranormal or not, but it wasn't too normal to watch this.
Yeah, let's call that paranormal.
Yeah, maybe it's normal for her because she's an alien.
Oh, yuck.
I don't know.
That does
but
sound
I do
weird.
Know.
Maybe just kind of joking around here. Maybe the outside of her body is her farmland, you know? Maybe she's growing these things to eat them, you know? Who knows? But the other way would be, yikes. I hope she didn't touch you or shake your hand, her hand or anything. Or did you run and
no,
not walk away from her?
I she put her jacket on, but you could still see them there. And she was a young girl, like a teenager. And it was kind of interesting because I've looked at.
Were they energetic?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Were they energetic and also physical at the same time?
Yes.
Boy. I know people have talked about, you know, having Morgellons, having things out of their skin and stuff, you know, coming out, you know? Worms wiggling around. Little fibers. Boy.
They were like a translucent color. But I've seen them on other people since I saw this happening, and I just don't look anymore. It's too weird.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're getting more psychic and more tuned into these invisible yuckos.
Yeah. So that's my story. That's all I have for tonight. But thank you very much.
That's quite a story, Nikki.
That's a good one. So... interesting. If anybody else out there has seen these critters on people, maybe that's the new stuff coming in, you know. We can talk about that next Friday if you happen to see anything out there, you know. So, I think our show is coming to a close. Got our 4-hour show call tomorrow.
Yep.
And we got BBS, same time, same station. Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. The call tomorrow is at 1 o'clock Pacific time. So we do the water charging with 7 glasses or containers, I should say, of water. Well, thank you, Carrie. Thank you, everybody, for calling. Very interesting. And if any of you, as an enlisted soldier fighting these, you know, as a time-traveling soldier or just enlisted, if you happen to have any input about the Chinese that I'm talking about, maybe you were battling with him
possibly, I don't know, but I want to, you know, send me an email on it. So thank you, everybody, and we'll see you later.
Bye. Blessings. Bye.